the program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. Mr. Connor Green behind the glass. I'm with you for five big hours. We've got some good guests, but we're kicking it off hard with your calls. 888-808-1019. That's the phone number. Go ahead and use it or hit me up on X on Twitter. At L. Rubenson WFAN, and I will read comments there as well. All right, people, good people, it is Memorial Day weekend. And what does that mean? Well, of course, it means that from an appreciation standpoint for the men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our country, I am very, very grateful. But it also means Memorial Day weekend that it is a fair time to make an assessment of the baseball season, to evaluate the baseball season. And years ago, I was on another radio station. I used to have a weekly segment with a legendary New York baseball sports writer, Maury Allen. And it was something he drilled into my head years ago when I would, you know, we'd be 2 weeks into the season and I'd be, you know, asking him about the Yankees or the Mets. And he'd say, hold on, you know, wait till Memorial Day. Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day. You wait until Memorial Day. So that's tomorrow, Memorial Day. So here we are. And Yankee fans, what is your grade? How are you grading the Yankees this first third of the season? And, all right, I know that it is easy to be critical, Yankee fans. And you can. You can call in and you can give whatever grade you want and complain. But today was a walk-off, Aaron Judge. It is a fun game today. Yankees win. Yankees win. And so, yeah, you can give your grade. But I'll ask you another question, Yankee fans. So far, first third of the season, what do you like best about this Yankee team? What are you having the most fun with about this Yankee team? And then, yes, you can also call in and talk about what is bugging you the most. One third into the season, what bugs you the most about this team? Because this is the first evaluation point. All right. So that's what we're going to get into on the Yankees. The Mets. I guess I'm also asking for a grade, Mets fans, although I kind of have an idea that the grade is likely to be somewhere, I don't know, what are we talking about, D's and F's? I don't know. I don't know how you grade it much higher than that. Individual players. So let's do this, Mets fans. Tell me a player, because, yeah, I mean, just to simply ask you a team grade, yeah. Give me a player, Mets fans, a specific player that, and give me a grade for that player. Pick a player, grade for that player, both positive and negative. You know, if you want to hang your worst grade on Bo Bichette, or you want to hang your worst grade on Marcus Semien, or you want to hang your worst grade on manager Carlos Mendoza, whatever, you can do that. But let's keep it to players and managers. If you know, obviously, I think a lot of you are going to give a D or an F to the president of baseball operations, and if you're giving that to the team, then that's also on him. But what's a player, and if there is something positive, someone positive that you want to give a positive grade to, feel free on that. All right. 888-808-1019. Yankees, Mets at Memorial Day. And then going to spend a lot of time tonight also. Yes, we will, of course, do baseball at Memorial Day, but we're also going to talk about the New York Knicks. We're going to get into that. And I will put out there right now that I'm going to talk about the players for sure, but I also want to spend some time on the coaches. The Knicks head coach, Mike Brown, the Cavaliers head coach, Kenny Atkinson. And feel free, by the way, if you were one of the holdouts, the Tom Thibodeau apologists, the people who were just digging your heels in and dead set when James Dolan and Leon Rose decided to make a coaching change because they felt that Tom Thibodeau had gotten the Knicks to a certain point, but that his rigidness was not going to get them to a title. And they decided to make a change. And some of you just got all bent out of shape and heard about that and took a really long time to get over that. And there's plenty of room on the wagon, by the way, the bandwagon. You're on here, I know, because that just means you love the team. But feel free to call in with the apologies that you were wrong. Feel free. Phone lines are open. 888-808-1019. Call in and be big enough to say that you were wrong on the Thibodeau thing. The Knicks were right to make a change. And then for a lot of us, Mike Brown was not the guy that we were thinking was the ideal choice. As it turns out, excellent choice. And we'll talk all about that and the state of the New York Knicks and the state of, they called it Monica McNutt in the post game yesterday on MSG, calling it sort of a state of flow. I've seen also Sam Quinn, who's an NBA writer with CBS, CBS Sports, calling it sort of a harmony, but that this Knicks team is in, whether you want to call it the zone, a state of flow, harmony, but something where a place where the sum is greater than the parts. And that's where they're at. And which I also think has relevance for baseball, even when you look at a team like the Rays. I know the Yankees won today, but I continue to feel like the Tampa Bay Rays, by the way, are absolutely a team that is, they are a team that is where the sum is greater than the parts. You look at the team and you look at all the individual players that make it up and you don't see a team or think that you're looking at a team that should be a first place team. You don't think on paper, you look at all the names and of course the payrolls and you compare the Rays to the Yankees and to every other team in the American League. And you don't see the team with the best record, except that you do. So somehow, the Tampa Bay Rays, actually by a slight percentage point, they have the best record in all of baseball. Better record than the Dodgers. Yeah, somehow, the Rays are doing that. So sometimes the sum is greater than the individual parts. All right, we're going to get into, you know what, Connor, you ready? This is going to be a very exciting moment. You ready to play the music of the Who Are You? All right, here we go. At Memorial Day, the question is, the New York Yankees, who are you? Who are they? The New York Yankees. Are they the team that lost 10 of their last 14 games before today? Are they the team? Are they the team that could only muster, I mean, that were like limping offensively? And they only scored 2 runs today, by the way. Needed Aaron Judge to hit a home run. Hadn't hit a home run, Aaron Judge, in 11 games before today. But here's the Yankees. They won 2-0 today. They scored 2 runs. The game before that, they scored 0. The game before that, they scored 1. The game before that, finally against the Blue Jays, they put up 5-7. But this is a team that just, who are they? The New York Yankees. Are they, you know, on paper, this is an excellent pitching staff. If we're giving out letters and grades overall to this Yankees team, well, for sure, the starting rotation, Weathers was exceptional today. And for all of you who want to dump on Brian Cashman, and there are issues you can have with him, but the Weathers trade looks terrific so far. And versatile pitcher who maybe at some point they'll put in the bullpen, but for right now, it just is getting better and better. Seven innings of scoreless baseball today. He was fantastic. Yankees rotation, top to bottom. Gerrit Cole is back now. Like, who are the Yankees? As you look ahead and say, who is this team? They are a deep and dominant starting rotation. That's who they are. They are a team built on a deep and dominant starting rotation. And then who are the New York Yankees? Look, they are based on sluggers. There's no doubt about it. They are Aaron Judge. They are Ben Rice. And at some point, they will get Stanton back, Giancarlo Stanton. And if they can have a healthy Stanton in September, October, yeah, you don't need him to get to the postseason. But you do need him to round into form, and they'll need him in October. If you have a team with that dominant Yankee rotation, a rotation built on Schlittler and Cole and Fried, and depends on whoever that fourth is, whoever's pitching best, is that going to be Warren? Is that going to be Rodon? Is that going to be Weathers? Like, whoever it is, whoever's going to be the fourth. But you have that big three from a starting rotation to build on, and then you have that big three in terms of power bats, then you throw in Bellinger, who Mr. Do-It-All, kind of a little bit of everything. Incredible play today. The heady play. I mean, if you didn't see the Yankee game today, just a difference in the game type of play where Bellinger, you know, runners on first and second, single, and you expect, of course, the runner's going to score. Play, you know, and Bellinger heads up, throws to Ryan McMahon at third base, gets the runner trying to advance from first to third, and gets him before, split second, before the Rays runner crosses home plate. So not only is it an out at third, ending the inning, but it negates the run. And in a game that ended up being 0-0 into the bottom of the ninth, and Aaron Judge with a walk-off two-run home run, saving a run there just makes all the difference in the world. Incredible play by Bellinger. Good play also. He gave all the credit in the postgame to Ryan McMahon at third, who I thought, I'm glad for him, he didn't get his leg broken on the slide. But great play by Bellinger. Really good all-around baseball player. But like, that's who the Yankees are. They are those power hitters, and they are those power starters, those, that rotation. Like, that's who this team is. That's the identity. And then you look across with all that talent and everything to build on. It is a team that is, of course, going to go to the playoffs. Of course they'll be in the postseason. We're not. I don't care that they had lost 10 of 14 before today, went through a bad stretch. They're going to the postseason. They will. Too much talent, and honestly, the American League's just not that good. They'll go to the postseason. But if the Yankees want to go where they want to go right now, you look across the diamond. I know that the Yankees beat the Rays today, but you look across the diamond at this Rays team that on paper doesn't seem like it should be as good as the Yankees. And yet for the most part, they just do things right. And when we look at the numbers, you know, the Yankees can outslug teams. The Yankees can do all this stuff. But if we look at and we say just a basic stat like batting average, which I know doesn't mean as much as it once did, but it is an important part of the game to get base hits. The Rays have the second highest batting average in all of baseball. Only a point behind the Atlanta Braves. They hit the ball. That's what they do. They hit the ball. And if you're just looking at batting average, the Yankees are 20th. Rays are second, Yankees are 20th in batting average. So for all of you who don't like, want the Yankees to hit more singles, like, look, home runs are great. Home run won the game today. We love the Bronx Bombers. Yankees are number one overall in home runs. That's great. But does it mean, like, can't they also get some, you know, get more base hits? Because when we talk about leaving runners stranded with, you know, runners in scoring position, all of that, and game after game, we look at some of those numbers. Well, if you got some more base hits, that would also help that. So I think it doesn't have to be an either or. Sometimes people call in, it's as if they don't like the home runs. Like, of course you like the home runs. You want the home runs. Keep the home runs. But, and especially because you look at guys like Judge, Rice, Bellinger. I mean, these guys, the batting averages out of those are guys who can have decent batting averages. It's the rest of the lineup. So, who are the Yankees? Their power. Power pitching, power hitting. And they got to find a way to be better at all the little things. And a little bit more like that state of flow of the Tampa Bay Rays if you want to win a title come December. Rays aren't going to, you know, look, God bless them. Will this continue? Will they be able to stay in first place all season? I mean, I don't think so. Will they get the job done in the postseason? I don't think so. But I think there are things to be learned from them when you watch them play. And how well they sort of win on the margins and do all. And I know a guy got thrown out at third base today, negating a run. But generally speaking, they do all the little things well. And I think that is something that the Yankees could learn from. All right, 888-808-1019. Let's grab a call and then we'll head to break. Let's go to Moose in Jamaica. What's going on, Moose?
Hello, Lori. Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Moose. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. First shout out to the vets with us and overseas and back home for this Memorial Day. As an immigrant, I have to always support the troops because without the dream that is America, the idea, the greatest experiment known to man, I wouldn't be able in this situation to have this conversation about stuff that don't matter, considering the climate of the world. That being said, first to talk about the Yankees, I give them an overall grade of B.
A B?
They were expected to. They were expected to run away with the division.
Yep.
And we see the effectiveness of what small ball, good into like baseball, hustle, and overall grit. What the Rays are doing, they beat us 5 out of 6 or 7, whatever it is. 6 out of 7, 5 out of 6, I don't know. But that's that. But that's not why I called. Right? Unless I'm here to talk about the Mets because my mom's a Mets fan, and it seems like the entirety of my childhood, adolescence, and young adulthood into adulthood currently is my mom also rooting for the Yankees because her son's a Yankee fan, even though she's a Mets fan, when it comes to the postseason because of the Mets' ineptitude over the years. Not to be disrespectful, I'm calling a spade a spade. Since you are a Mets fan, I'm pretty sure you understand. That being said, I'll make this quick. What do you think is going on with this current catastrophe? There are only two teams in the National League worse than them. The Giants and the Rockies. That's not a good sign for a team that has, with the taxes, over a $400 million payroll. Unless this is a reincarnation or rebirth, you know, like a resurrection of 2024, where do you see the season going? This is impossible, as my mom would say.
So I tend to be more sort of not the overreaction queen and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But in terms of where I see the season going for the New York Mets, I'll just say right now, nowhere good. It's not going anywhere good. And I think that if I don't usually do this. I usually wait until it's usually the middle of the season. It's the All-Star break or whatever. At some point, I play taps, which I don't want to do because it's Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. But I'll play taps and declare the season over. I will tell you that right now, I am actually willing to declare the Mets season over. I'm not an overreaction person, but the Mets season is over. It's done. If the goal was to win a World Series, and you're right, this is a $334 million payroll with over $400 million when it comes to the tax. And if the goal was to win a World Series, that's not happening. If the goal was to make the playoffs, given that payroll, that's not happening. If the goal like was to be a competitive, exciting, fun team, well, so far, that's certainly not happening. So what is there that's left to play for? I mean, that's the question for Mets fans is, like, are you going to continue, are people like your mom going to continue to even watch this team the rest of the way, given how bad they've been and how buried they are? And look,
let me put it this way, yeah. And I'll end my call.
Yeah.
Right? When the Mets in 2024 got on that run,
yeah,
I called my mom up until, I would say, the All-Star break to remind her the Mets are playing and they're playing well. And then from that point on, she would periodically, between the news, her shows, whether it be tennis, she loves tennis. She loves tennis. So if it was the U.S. Open or Wimbledon, she would switch to the Mets after. But I wouldn't have to remind her. And I kind of stopped, even though I was sort of doing it this season and more last year. She even kept up the beginning of the season when they got into the best start of any team in baseball. She was watching. And then she fell off when they fell off. So, I don't know. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you. Look, I'm an optimist. I see the positive in it. And for the Mets, I was, even, you know, I could convince myself when they took the series from the Yankees. Maybe there's a pulse here. Maybe there's something here. And then that first game against the Nationals, they won 16-7. Then they drop the next two. They do win the next one. And I realize this is just one series. So it sounds like I'm overreacting, this one series against getting swept by the Marlins. But the Marlins are a bad baseball team. Marlins are a bad baseball team. Marlins have before they played the Mets and swept the Mets, the Marlins had a record of 22-29. The Marlins had been losing, and quite frankly, we always think of the Marlins as having really good pitching and all of that. The Braves beat up on the Marlins. Let's see, the Braves scored 8-4, 9-1, and 9-3. So in the three games before, now admittedly the Marlins won 12-0 the day before that, but in the three games, and we can just actually keep going. Let's just keep going. I'll read you the Marlins runs that this Marlins pitching staff has been giving up in the last few weeks. Okay, they gave up 9 runs to the Twins, 7 to the Rays, 5 in a loss in a win to the Rays, 6 in another loss to the Rays. Then, admittedly, they shut out the Braves for a game, but then 8 to the Braves, 9 to the Braves, 9 to the Braves. So that's what they were giving up, this pitching staff, coming into facing the Mets. 9 runs. 8 runs, 6 runs, 5 runs, 7 runs, 9 runs. That's what they were giving up in the 2 weeks before facing the New York Mets. 9 runs, 8 runs, 7 runs, 6 runs. All of this, that's what they've been doing, this Marlins pitching staff. And then they faced the New York Mets. And the Mets scored a whopping total of 2 runs in 3 games. 2 runs in 3 games. That's what the Mets scored. 2 runs in 3 games against a team that had a losing record, is a bad baseball team, and had a pitching staff that was just kind of leaking oil. And then they faced the New York Mets. And the Mets got shut out and scored a total of 2 runs in this series. 2 runs. That's it. So, yeah, I mean, we've seen, you can come back at me and tell me about the 2024 Mets, and I lived it, and man, that was fun. OMG. and you can tell me about the Washington Nationals team that was terrible, and then the Mets, the Nats went on a run, and they ended up winning the World Series and all that. But teams like that, some of this is bad injury luck in terms of the Mets, like losing Clay Holmes. You know, things like that that are just hard and hard to overcome when you lose the starting pitcher that's really been your best starter so far this season. So that's unlucky. Francisco Lindor getting injured and losing him for a big chunk of time, regardless of whether he had been playing well or not. He usually doesn't start off well, then he heats up. Losing Lindor and Soto, they're two best players. Soto actually missing a little time. Like, things like that are bad luck. And then there are things that are predictable. You know, losing Luis Robert Jr. to injury is a predictable thing. So that's not bad luck. That should have been accounted for and expected. But when you look ahead to this team, they'll get Lindor back at some point. Lindor, Soto, Bichette, the two young guys in Benj and Ewing. I mean, it could be the makings of a competent lineup. It could be. Vientos and Beatty, who knows? It could be the makings of a competent lineup. But with all the holes and all the flaws on this Mets team, I just don't see it. I would love to be wrong. I will be thrilled. I hope that All-Star Weekend, you all are calling me and saying, "You were wrong. I told you so." The Miracle Mets work their way back off the mat and turn this into a fun baseball season where they got back in the running, back over 500, competed for a wild card in a sport that has, at this point, such an open playoff tournament that a team with a $340 million payroll, $400 million plus with taxes, should be able to qualify for. It's not asking too much. They missed it by a game last season. They blew up the core. They brought in reinforcements. And here they are as, one of the worst teams in baseball. They are one of the worst teams in baseball. And it's sad that we're at Memorial Day and it does not feel like the Mets have a chance. Feels like my take on the season is that it's not happening. I'll still watch. I love baseball. I like watching Christian Scott pitching today was reason enough for me to watch that game. He pitched really well. Really good ball game out of Christian Scott. There is potential there. And so watching for the young players, there are reasons to watch the Mets play baseball, but expecting that this is going to be a 2024 OMG miracle turnaround in a season, I think that's not happening. 888-808-1019. All right, we got Richard and Val and Fran and James. I see you. Right back with your calls.